Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general election for the president, the U.S. Senate, and the Florida State Legislature on Tuesday at November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all?
Definitely going to vote.
Definitely. Okay. And with which political party are you registered with? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you or any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, is your age between 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46 to 55.
Thank you. And okay, here we go. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democrat candidate, probably. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican. Probably vote for the Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican.
Definitely vote for the Republican.
For the Republican. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, you definitely, yeah. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion, never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. How about Erin Huntley? Do you recognize the name?
No.
And Scott Boyd, do you recognize the name?
No.
And Leonard Spencer. Does that ring a bell?
No.
And Kamala Harris, do you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Carolina Amnesty, do you recognize the name?
I do, but I don't know much about her.
Oh. Okay. Amnesty, yeah. Okay, thank you. So you know about her, but you had no opinion. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump, the Republican.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. If the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Carolina Mesty, the Republican, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Carolina.
Okay. Now, would you say that you are definitely voting for, or probably voting for Carolina Mesty?
Yes.
Probably. Definitely. Okay. Probably? Okay. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Mesty was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges of forgery, illegal not writing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. Found guilty, and Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, said these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, who would you vote? Carolina Amnesty or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate? What would be your choice?